standing now in a very interesting tkufa during the Meha Omer, in between Lag BaOmer and Shavuos. Some magazines tell us that the Meha Omer divided into two sections. From Pesach until Lag BaOmer is the Zman of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then from Lag BaOmer until Shavuos is the Zman of Kabbalah Satara. It's a very obvious question. And that is, one of the Havanas of the Simcha of Lag BaOmer, in many different angles in understanding what it is that it's the Zman of the revelation of the Primi Satar. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is considered to be a link in the chain of Mesiras HaTorah, particularly to have this chus to make a crack in the physical world to reveal the Seder HaTorah. The fact that hundreds of thousands come to the Oilu L'Regel for the Simcha of the Hilula Rajbi is testimony to the importance of this day in Jewish history. But an Ish Pnimi doesn't just take a look at things as they are, as they appear at face value, won't measure the significance of the day of Lag BaOmer, whether it's a Daraisa, a Derabanan, or a Minan. From a broader perspective, one that Pnimius HaTorah gives us, the day of Lag BaOmer and the importance of the revelation of the secrets of Torah is considered to be one of the most monumental events in the course of our history. Lag BaOmer is considered to be a day and a simcha that literally gives us life, especially in these generations preceding Mashiach, of which the Yanavi himself testifies in the Zohar Kaddish and the Saktama, Bahai Or, the Bahai Sefer, the Witness Sefer, Yafkam Galus Barachami, the Yidim will leave Golus with Rachami. In the realm of Chassidus, the light of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is considered to be the light of Chassidus itself. Or HaChaim itself. Therefore, it's a day in the revelation of Torah, the Neshama of Torah, Nishmas HaRaisa. That being the case, the question, therefore, is that if Shavuos is a day of revelation of Torah, then how can we have a revelation of Torah before the revelation of Torah? How can we receive the light of Pnimius HaTorah on the day of Lag BaOmer before Shavuos? Of course, we can say that Lag BaOmer is a day of the revelation of the Seder HaTorah, whereas Shavuos is a day of the revelation of the Niglus HaTorah. Of course, that's an emistic answer. But if a person wants to delve a little bit more previous than that, and he understands that Arayis Achadu, that Torah is really one, so there must be another angle, another perspective, which helps us understand why it is that the Simcha of Rashbi and the Gilui, the Seder HaTorah, precedes Shavuos. A Ben Yeshiva, a classic Ben Yeshiva, if we were to ask him what value does Pnimiyas HaTorah have to your life? Does Rashbi have to your life? Does Zohar Kadosh have to your life? We'd probably say very little at best. Truth is, without noticing, without realizing, there's many minhagim and inyanim and halachas even, which are based on Pnimiyas HaTorah, that the Baal HaBais and even Yeshiva doesn't recognize. For example, the whole Seder of Kabbalah Shabbos is all Gebayit, it's all based on Pnimiyas HaTorah. Those who have a kesher to Pnimiyas HaTorah, who are zeichah to a kesher to Pnimiyas HaTorah. It can be sometimes painful and difficult to absorb the fact that so many Yidden are disconnected or feel no connection whatsoever to Sodas HaTorah and to Pnimiyas HaTorah. And that's considered to be not something which is lechatchila. But although if you ask a person who dedicates himself to Nigulas HaTorah completely, I'll tell you that Sisrei Torah is something which is only for Yechidim, it's not for the masses. Something which we have to be very careful about because of unfortunate circumstances in our history of Shabtai Tzvi, other similar events. So a person who's an Ish Pnimi, these answers don't suffice. And the real answer is because the Satan works very hard that Yidden shouldn't have a Shaychus of Pnimiyas HaTorah. As the Kli Yakar writes in Parshas, Vayishlach, Vayigah Bekaf Yerechai, that Esav hits us and will give Hanasha, Nasha Zalashim Shechicha, to cause Klai Yisrael to be distracted, to be distant from Pnimiyas HaTorah. And so therefore, a broader perspective of history allows us to see that the slow emergence, revelation of the Sodas HaTorah throughout history, beginning with Moshe, to Rashbi, to the Arizal, to Ramchal, to the Vilna Gaon, to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and the Talmidei Baal Shem, is considered to be a continuous effort. A Hishtalshalos, how generations, literally Doros, connect themselves with each other to pick up where one left off until becoming a Mashiach, which is considered to be the final accomplishment in terms of revealing this light of creation, which is called Sisrei Torah. But there's a perspective of becoming a Mashiach which allows us to see Sisrei Torah as being the focus of all of creation. And so therefore, the lack of revelation of Pnimiyas HaTorah is not just considered to be a localized tragedy to an Ish Pnimi. It's considered mamish to be the effort and the struggle. That not just a struggle against what's called the Sitra Achra, against the Goyim, against the Satan, but even at times we've had so many opposition from Yidden themselves, and continue to this day. To be a struggle even against the other Yidden. Revealing these secrets to the world, to which an Ish Pnimi has been taught that the light of creation and the goal and purpose of creation is bound by this light. Volumes have been written about this topic in terms of should one not be oisik of Pnimiyas HaTorah, how much, how little, at what age. Most of this you're familiar with. It's not the time to delve into the different tzaddikim, to what they held and their shittas, and to quote them. This is not that type of a shir. But if a person would just listen to some of the lashonos of the Zohar HaKadosh itself, about what it means Reb Shimon, what it means Zohar HaKadosh, it's almost impossible that a person shouldn't feel a certain sense of a weakness and what he may be missing. Some of these lashonos I'll share with you. That the Chavraya told Reb Shimon, Mandis, Sparish mi Reb Shimon. Anybody who separates themselves from Reb Shimon, Ki'ilu misparish mekoyla. It's as if he disconnects himself from everything. It says, Boitzina ilah, Kadisha, Reb Shimon, the heavenly light, the godly candle. Kol b'nei alma boin lekablan poi. The whole world needs to be mekabal your panim. It doesn't just mean the face of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon stands for something. Reb Shimon is the siman, he's the semel for Pnimius HaTorah. As if to say, the whole world, Reb Shimon, the whole world needs to greet you. The whole world is waiting for you. Another lashon in the Zohar, which is mamish, very, very stark. Such a beautiful lashon. Woe to the generation that Reb Shimon is nistalik from it. The Chad'on and Kaiman Kamei Reb Shimon, when we stand in front of Reb Shimon, Mavu in the Libu Pesich and the Choliva. That the wellsprings of our heart of Torah are open in every direction. The Kulum is Galav, and everything is revealed to us. The Chad is Parashna Minei, but when we separate ourselves from Reb Shimon, Lo Yodano Midi, we don't know anything. The Chomabu and Stimen, and then all the wellsprings of Chachma are concealed from us. And again, this isn't just Reb Shimon. The Zohar says Reb Shimon, never died. If he was dead, nobody would come to his kever and Lag BaOmer like that. Reb Shimon is alive. And what it means to say, those who have a connection with Shor Shaychus Reb Shimon, that the wellsprings of Chachma are open up to them, Niglas HaTayra and Nister HaTayra, Stam Chachma. But that's not the totality of what it means to have Shaykh HaSir B'Shimon. I have to explain a little bit the Siyata Dishmaya, that although the sugya, but how one connects to Pnimius HaTorah and Vifrat to the limud of the Sefer HaZohar HaKadosh, that it's almost been broken up like Ashkenaz versus Sfarad, and the take on what it is by the Hasidish Tzaddikim is almost seems to be like a machlekes, different in drachim. That the Sfaradish is that they're more makabel, and the Ashkenazim are more mistagi to it. I think there really is a line in Eidu Divilukim Chaim here. But before we get to that, it's quite amazing how it could be so mikubal on the Welt in so many schools. To distance, to shy away from learning Pnimius HaTorah, connecting to the Or of Reb Shimon, when you have a Sefer HaZohar HaKadosh, which is so mekubal. I mean, this is mamash a chelik from Torah Shebaal Peh. This is the Torah Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was a Tana. And to hear lashonas like this, how it's such a chiyuv for a person to connect to this Sefer, and it's ki'ilu doesn't exist. It's a pella. The Zohar says about Zakah Dar the Reb Shimon. How fortunate is the generation of Reb Shimon, Shari Gabava, that he dwells in it, that he lives in it. Zakah Ina the Kaimen Kamei Kol Yomo. How lucky are those who stand in front of Reb Shimon all day long. It's such a glorious life to be connected to Reb Shimon. And the Zohar itself wonders about this. The Zohar says, Tavana al Chakimi Dara. It says, it's a pella about the Chachamim of this generation. How could they not stand even for a moment in front of Reb Shimon? This is a generation where there were great tzaddikim. But they said, Tvana al Chakimi Dara, not just Amoratim. It's a wonder to me about the Chachamim of the generation, how they're not in front of Reb Shimon. But merely be arised to learn Torah from him. But Oyd Reb Shimon Kaim Ba'amah, as long as he's around in this world. In fact, Rabbunim, in his time, and again, we can't quote all the Svarim, there's no time to research the Svarim on this topic, but just Ze'er Sham, Ze'er Sham. Rabbunim in Torah Simchan, in Reish Nates, the Alexander Rebbe quotes Rabbunim as having said the following. Rabbunim said, Chiddush li al ir Prague. He says, it's a chiddush to me, the city of Prague. Duhu makom lamdim, it's a city of Lamdanim. The Torah bein beidna magini umatzli. The Gemara says the Torah is unique. That even when you're not learning Torah, it protects you and it saves us. He says ve'ech yorid hayadus miyom liyom acharonas machmanu letzlan. He says I can't believe it. The Torah is so amazing that it protects the generations. It saves us. Yet every single day, yahadus in that city is going down, 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 and down. But it's a city. People are learning Torah there all the time. So what's the answer to this? So comes along of Simcha Bonim. He says as follows. Achina inyinuhu. The pshat is, demikoidim hayadai v'tor haniglis. In earlier generations, it was enough just to learn nigla. Aval at tabik v'sad mashicha tzarech liyiz gam nistar. In today's generation, in ikvus of the mashicha, one needs to learn also nistar. Kemushanu roim ner shu doilek, like you see it by a candle when it's lit. Before the candle goes out, it makes a very valiant effort to stay alive. And it goes up very, very high. So too in previous generations, the Tzahara was not so strong, that the flame was not so strong. That which the Gemara says, the tavlin of the Nigla Tzahara was sufficient. But before Mashiach comes, it's even stronger. You want to know why Prague was the city of London, that they're struggling so much with the Yitzhara and Yiddishkeit is dwindling there? Because it's not enough nowadays just to be Teufis Nigla Satara. And of course, it doesn't mean that a person has to be Teufis only the Pnimis Satara. It means that a person has to know that it's not enough. That if he doesn't have a shaykhis to the or pnimis Torah, then the niglas Torah itself is not going to be able to keep him afloat in today's generation. And that was being said hundreds of years ago, kal v'chomer today. Tvahana machakim idara. In that generation, it was a pella because the chacham of Shimon was so amazing. That although in Niglas Atar and the Gemara, Reb Shimon is Ke'echar Ke'chol HaTanayim, but in the Pnimi Satar, Reb Shimon is everything. Sign Niglas, sign Nistar. That what he's revealing is Mamash the Shorish HaTorah. The whole generation was lit with Torah. We spoke about this previously, recently. But the Galus of Reb Shimon, the generation of Reb Shimon, the accomplishment in that generation, all future generations to him. Over there was a pella because the lamdim, they could see, they should be able to see that there was no connection. Reb Shimon was shoulders, head and shoulders above the rest of the generation. But nowadays it's a pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. Reb Simcha Bonav is not the only one. Other tzaddikim share the same view about this. One of the great tzaddikim, Tamid Baal Shem, Rav Pinchas Karzer, he has many ma'amarim about the importance of learning Zohar, especially the Zohar Kaddish. And he writes similarly to that which Rav Bunim says. Amr li, Rav Pinchas Karatzer said, this is in Shara Torah Siman and Aleph, Shani Tzarech Lomar Harbi Zoyer. So Zich Arayntan, that I should be mashkiyin myself in Liman HaTorah. Ki machmas cheshchas hagolus Tzarech Lahar Ba'or Gadol. Because the generation is so dark, we need a great light. Vein masvik shar limudim, and it's not going to help to learn other things. Afilu shehu masmin b'limu b'shar shiurim. Even if you have shiurim and other things, b'cheinu b'zor shem Rashbi. The Rashbi himself said, shehazor megin b'dor the malka mashiach, that only the Zohar will protect in the times of Bias Mashiach. And he said, Amar hagolos kama hi kasha, how difficult it is this golos. And he says in Yiddish, I'll read it in the Hebrew here, Ein li manoyach. Rav Pinchas Karatzer said, I have no solace, I have no menucha. El kshani lo mitzoyer. What does that mean? So he explains in the next piece. He says, I can't find the Ribbono Shel Olam in any sefer I learn, except in the Zohar Kaddish. Ultimately what we're doing is that we're looking for Hashem. And there's a revelation of Hashem in the Zohar Kaddish and in the Pnimius HaTorah. That if a person is not connected to Hashem, then he's for loss. That in the darkness which is so great, we need a light which is able to shine through it. The light of Hashem himself, that a person who attaches himself to that light, he'll be able to stay afloat. And without even realizing, this aura of Pnimius HaTorah creeps its way into even areas where they say, stay away from Zohar Kaddish. That they don't even realize that from behind, that the chiyus which they're getting, somehow, some way, Hashem finds a way that the Pnimius HaTorah should reach them without them knowing. He said about himself, Rav Pinchas Karatzer, Yesh li tein shevach v'haydoya l'Hashem Yisbarach. We need to give a special thanks to Hashem. Shebara aysanu b'shanim, that Hashem created us, that we live in a time that the Sefer Hazar yesh nabayadam, that it's in this world. Because you know the Zohar HaKadosh was concealed for thousands of generations. V'lo b'shanim shalo haya matzei Sefer Zabayadam. He didn't create us in a time that it was concealed. Ki hazar havi'ani l'chayilam abba. Because the Zohar has brought me to chayilam abba. So I have to give a special moida'ani to Hashem Yisbarach that he created me in this generation that the Torah, that the Zohar is around. And how he encouraged those to learn Zohar every single day, not to go 3 days without learning Zohar, to be mizhaim the Zohar every single year. And the schoolers of the Zohar, that it's mevatel the tirdus that a person has in his life, and it brings befuish lenefesh and besugel for parnasa, and to be mevatel the geyus, on and on and on. And it's even a pella, because you would think, like a tzaddik, like Rabbi Nachman, that he was so much into tzmimus and into pshitas that he would chase away anybody who wanted to learn Zohar Kaddish. But the opposite is true. And Sichas Arana quotes from him in Kofches, Yadua Shalimar Hazayim Mesugul Ma'od Ma'od. The importance of learning it during the Zman of Elul. How we spoke Shavach about the Gedulas of the Tikkuni Zohar. But the great Chidushim and the Giluyim of the Sefer HaZohar. How do we put this all together? The MS is I don't want to call it Shnei Din. I want to be so lumdish about it. But it really depends. It really depends, like everything else depends upon the person's kavana. There's a very big difference between survival versus accomplishment. The tzaddikim who embraced the Limud HaZohar Kadosh in these generations, it wasn't in order so that a person should be able to become a great mekubal, to be a big chacham, to be a tzaddik adar who knows Kabbalah. This wasn't why they professed the Limud of the Zohar Kadosh. Like we saw from Simcha Bonim of Pinchas Karzer, and like Rav Nachman says, V'dash al yidei Limud HaZohar nase cheshik to chol mini libudim shal Torah Kadosha. The Limud HaZohar Kadosh brings a person to have cheshik in every aspect of Torah. V'halashon HaKadosh, just the holy lashon of the Zohar, like the Chidah says in other tzaddikim b'nei Yitzchak, is ma'or ma'od a person to avoid his Hashem. And how it's mishabeach and mishabeach and mefareh ha'ovid es Hashem. How it brings a person to every mitzvah avodah. How it's ma'or a person to avoid his Hashem. This is called survival. But the Zohar Kadosh has a kedusha, a clarity, a revelation of holy light that in this generation we need very much. That a Jew should be awakened to avodas Hashem be'ahava be'yira, where in early generations Nigdas HaTorah was okay. And this generation that revealed light is supposed to awaken a person to touch the neshama of a Jew, to awaken him to avodas Hashem bechlal. Not to become a makubal. And those who were against it, it was because those who thought that the tachlis was to be a makubal, that they wanted to soar in the heavens and to use the shema sakadosh. Even those tzaddikim who encouraged learning Limud HaZohar Kadosh and Pnimiyas HaTorah and the Arizal, they frowned upon that. That was never part of the tachnit, upon the plan to become a holy tzaddik using the Kabbalah. But they understood that there has to be a balance. That it's very delicate. It's not just we go cold turkey against Limud HaZohar Kadosh and Pnimiyas HaTorah. You need it for your survival. You need it to survive. If Bunim says, you know what a real makubal is? A real makubal is only somebody that not just that he learns Kabbalah, that he's masik the or, that he sees the light. He sees the light of these letters. He sees the light. He's himmeldig. You can count on your fingers today how many people there have like that. And so therefore, in each and every generation, that the Seidus HaTorah, they become more revealed. In the earlier generation, it was only for the great Mekubalim. That it was enough for a person to learn Nigdas HaTorah. And there was only the Yechidim that the Zohar Kadosh was for them, that they knew how to learn it, B'Kedusha, B'Tahara, with the proper conditions, in order to fly to Shemayim, to be Tzaddiki Yisrael Olam. It was only for the few. Like the Mor V'Shemesh says, that the reason why Shabtai Tzvi and Yeshu and all those who became crooked and perverted was because they learned the Seidus HaTorah without the preconditions, of which there are many of them. Chaim Vital has a whole list of them, but that's because he's speaking to people who want to reach Madregas in Kabbalah. They want to know the Chachmas HaEmes. They want to be able to soar B'Hishbashrus HaGashmias, the higher Madregas. Of course, there are certain conditions to that. We're talking about survival here. We're talking about the revelation of Pnimiyas HaTorah within each and every passing generation, because if not for that, how can we survive? Now they want to make everybody into Mekubal. We want everybody to be able to survive today. That davening should be davening. That Shabbos should be Shabbos. To awaken the neshama. For this is a necessity. It was Pikuach Nefesh to reveal the Seidus HaTorah. Yet, of course, there are certain Mechsholim along the way, which of Cook says in a different piece, not to be so scared about that, especially in these generations. but to become overcautious, not to allow people to have a shaykhis of this light, what's going to be with the neshamas otherwise? It's so hard to be a dedicated Jew during the week if Kabbalah Shabbos is not lichtig. If Shalosh Shuddis is not Shalosh Shuddis. If it's not Raivid the Raivid, how do we expect to survive during the week? The davening should be davening. If not for Pnimis HaTorah. It's amazing. Rav Pinchas Karzer has an amazing line. Two lines. Rav Pinchas Karzer says, says there are those kfarim that they don't have a mikveh in their community that they say we don't learn Torah because we don't have a mikveh. I say to them the opposite is true. Rav Pinchas said himself that he said that when Yontif falls out on an Erev Shabbos, that you don't need to go to the mikveh for Shabbos. Why? Because why do you need a mikveh? The Kedush of Yontif is your mikveh. So he said, "Kach, kishein lachem mikveh. If you don't have a mikveh in your town, tzrichim atem lihitar mikdushas azar. That's your mikveh. Learning the Zohar is your mikveh when there's no mikveh in town. Now this seems very difficult. What do you mean? I heard from my rebbe myself, and it's brought down in Tzvar Makdashim, not to learn Zohar unless a person goes to the mikveh. How do you miyashan the two things? But the teretz, according to what we said, is like this." If you're Ben Torah, and you want to soar, and you want to know the Chachmas HaKabbalah, that's part of your plan, that you realize the value, what it means also to know Pnimis HaTorah, that you're learning the Limud of Pnimis HaTorah, the shame, the Limud itself, so then you have to follow the conditions. But if you need to survive, if it's a matter of survival, then if you don't have a mikveh to survive, as a condition to learn Zayar Kadosh, you need the Zayar to survive. Then the Zohar is your mikveh. This is your lifeline. Rav Kook here in this piece, which we have in Oros HaTorah, in Perek Yud, where he speaks about the limud of Sisrei Torah v'Razal. Can I have to see the whole thing? He writes in Litzit Shivav. Gam mi she'ino mukhshar letzayir v'sichlo yas dakas hanyanim hanizgavim. Even somebody who's not ready, he's not able to picture the dakas hanyanim hanizgavim, the delicate, sensitive, lofty things which the Zohar, which Pnimis HaTorah is teaching us. Hamutzayim b'sisrei Torah, which are laid out in Sisrei Torah, v'chol ha'atzal shel chachmas harazim. And all the chachmas of the great Bali side. Mikol makom harugish haklali. This general feeling, v'hayis adnas hanafshes, v'adinas hanefesh, yuchol lahargish mitzad etzim tiviyusa shal haneshama hamaskeles v'chush hamunia tabuhu b'nevesh. It brings out the neshama. Goes on to say that the shimush hasichli, the person should use his zeichel to be mezachech the musagim, and even if he doesn't understand exactly what the Zohar Kadosh is teaching him, that he has to know to use his zeichel how that it shouldn't be seiser the emunah pshut and the tmimus which he has. And then he says, "V'oz yisharu etzlo harishamim haruchnim b'tor machshavos menasas haruach." What you have left is an imprint from that learning of that Zohar, from that Pnimis HaTorah, which raises up the Ruach, which raises the person up to things that I don't even know what he's talking about, to the sphere like Kisa Yona, which is the Makor Ha'oisher V'Hazoyer HaNishmasi Eliyachar V'Lezibor. It elevates a person in a way with which Nigos HaKtara can't do. So it's Eilu V'Eilu Dibur L'Kim Chaim. Those who were cautioned against it is because, you're right, there are certain preconditions. There's been catastrophes throughout Jewish history because people who have learned it who weren't Mukhshar L'Kach. But those are people who were looking to soar. But we're looking to survive. And to survive, it's not enough just to be a big lamdan. There are many lamdanim out there who don't have a shaykhis to the Or HaTorah. They don't have a shaykhis to Shabbos. They don't have a shaykhis to davening. They're not searching for the Ribbono Shelam. But like Rav Pinchas Karetz said, the light is revealed here. There's a certain revelation of the light of Hashem that just by learning the Zayah Kaddish and the Pnimis HaTorah, the person has a shaykhis to it. And by the way, it doesn't just mean Zayah Kaddish. Of course, it's a very... We're talking about learning that, and that's very much encouraged. But especially the school of Chabad, that learning Tanya is considered to be equal to learning Pnimis HaTorah, equal to learning Zohar, learning Chabad. And the truth is, all the Sifrei Chassidus is just an extension of the light of Reb Shimon. The person wants a Shaychitz Reb Shimon, he can find the light of Reb Shimon in Sifrei Chassidus. That was part of the accomplishment of Sifrei Chassidus, which even the schools of the Vilna Gaon weren't able to do. The Ramchal did that in a certain way, that he brought down to Mesilas Hasharim and other Svarim the light of Pnimius, how he injected into those works. But for sure, with the Sifrei Chassidus, from all the way up, all the way down to the bottom, the Nesivas Shalom and other Svarim Akdashim, how it brings a person, it's Makar of the light to Yidden in a way which even simple Yidden don't know the first thing about Mishnayos. That they can learn these inyanim, they don't have to be big bikim and they have to be bali seichel. It's not speaking to the seichel, it's speaking, it touches the neshama in a way that we see b'chush, how people are awakened, that the neshamas are opened up, it breathes life, so that Shabbos becomes Shabbos and tefillah becomes tefillah. People who mamish, they don't know the first thing about what davening is. You see that the way that they daven with such a lichtigkeit, but even people who are bikim b'shas, they're chalashing to daven like that. Sometimes it's just the way that people are made, the tchunas anavesh, but there's a light. Ashreina matav chalkina, that we live in a generation like this, that we can learn svarim like this, and have a shaykhis, and there's many tzaddikim who have a shaykhis to this light. The svarim are not lacking. That our struggles are which safer to learn. What's safer to learn today? What's safer to learn tomorrow? Mashpim and Izinyanim. That it wasn't like we had to search out Reb Shimon. There's so many ways that Reb Shimon is revealing himself throughout the course of generations. We makar of the light to Yidden who are so far from it. Because Hashem Yisbarach sees that it's a matter of pikuach nefesh. And literally Baha'i or Yafka Megalusa. And this is the reason why Lag BaOmer precedes Shavuos. Because Shavuos is the time that we receive Torah. But how can we receive Torah without Reb Shimon? How can we awaken the Neshama to stand on HaSinai? How can we come to a place of Nasa V'Nishma? How can we come to a place of Ki Ishecha B'Levecha if not for the light of Reb Shimon? It doesn't just happen by itself. There's a secret. Migila Labanai Razeh, who taught this secret to my children to say Nasa V'Nishma? You know who taught this secret? Reb Shimon taught this secret. It's only because we cross over the day of Lag BaOmer that we allow that light to shine on us, even from a distance, from Meiron, from the Sfar Magdashim. There's a transformation, there's a revelation, an awakening which is taking place literally without us noticing, with our eyes closed, which is conditioning us and preparing us to receive the Torah on Matan Torah and HaSinai and Shavuos. The feelings of coming together, of excitement, of the opening up of neshama, all of these conditions which are necessary for Shavuos to happen, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu strategically placed Lag BaOmer before Shavuos. Because we need the light of Reb Shimon as the mechin, as the hachana, to make a proper hachana to be able to receive Torah. Zohar Kaddish tells us that in Shavuos Yafkin Yisrael Begalusa, Shavuos is a time that Klal Yisrael can awaken to expect the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Mashiach has to do not just with Klal Yisrael Bechlal, but Befrat. The opening of the Neshama, the awakening of the Neshama, this is the Gula itself. So Kaddish Baruch Hu should help us to be Ma'oras, not just in a way which we don't realize, but that we do realize the necessity, what it means to embrace Reb Shimon, the Chavrayah de Reb Shimon, to consider ourselves amongst the Chavrayah de Reb Shimon, to be able to connect the Chavrayah. We're listening to the call of the Tzaddikim like Rav Kook and other Tzaddikim. To make an inyan out of learning and be connected to the light of Pnimiyus Satar. We should have that tzchus. But before the world sees how much it was important, even good Yidden, when Mashiach comes, and how vital it was that Pnimiyus HaTorah played in the life source, and the chiyus, and the pikuach nefesh of Klal Yisrael, to awaken ourselves to that now, but to live a life of Pnimiyus with a connection to this light. With that, not just on Shavuos, to be zeichet to our own personal geulas, to be zeichet to that which the Zohar Kaddish said, Shavuos yafu megalusa, v'rachamim b'yizkayot tzedek mi'avim minuam.